Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin, and today's discussion is going to be about Avos and Toldos and Malachas HaMishkan. Our Gemara quotes one of the sources for Avos and Toldos. That's on the top line of daf Ayin and Mabez, where the Gemara says, Hena Avos, Mehena Toldos. Avos and Toldos, which is the basis of this parak, as we'll get to in a couple of days, the Mishnah on daf Ayin Gimel, which discusses Avos and Toldos, the Avos, the 39 Malachas. But here the Gemara has a limud that there's something called Avos, and there is something called Toldos. So we already learned that Malachas HaShabbos are learned out from the Malachas HaMishkan, as the Gemara says on the, towards the bottom of the Mem Tesem Beis that describes some of the Malachos. The Gemara says, Haim Ein Chayavin Ela Amalachas Shechayotzi V'Haisa B'Mishkan Haim Zaru V'Atem Lo Tizru Haim Katsru V'Atem Lo Tiksru Haim Helu Asakrashim Yekarka La'Gala V'Atem Lo Tachnisu Mirshaz Aram L'Shaz Yachid Hey, Moridu Asakrashim Yakala Lakarka, Vyatem Lo Totsio, Mirshas Yakal Shazarabim. Hey, Mosio continues, right? All the Malachas are learned out from the Mishkan. What they did in the Mishkan were not allowed to do on Shabbos. The question is, how tight is this connection between Mishkan and Shabbos? Tosfos says in a number of places, in a different context, that even the Prate Pratim are learned out from the Mishkan, right? There's a big sugya of Malacha Shenetzvich Legufa, and Tosfos, in a few places, mentions that what's the definition of Malacha Shenetzvich Legufa? It has to be the Malacha done for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. It says Tosfos, Tzadi Dalet of Aleph, Nira Lari, De Malacha Shenetzvich Legufa, Karbi Kishosa Malacha, Vein Sarech Laosot Sarech, Kein Shal Yitzvichan Lebe Mishkan. You're not doing it for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Elo le'inyan acher. Ki atzorach shayisa malacha na'asis bishvilo b'mishkan, because the purpose that it was done for in the Mishkan, hu guf ha-malacha v'sharsho. That is the guf ha-malacha. The fact that it was in the Mishkan, that makes it the guf ha-malacha. Ulefiza asik gulu shapir. All of these examples. Malacha nezich le'gufa, Tosfos says. Hotza asameis, ein tzorach lameis. Why they do hotza in the Mishkan? Because they needed it in the place where they were going. And this goes along with the other examples of Malachas Nesich Legufa that are quoted there. Tosfos says, also trapping animals. So Nachash lo yishchenu, eino tzorach l'nachash, v'mishkan ha'yitzvichan l'tachash, v'chilazon, u'mapes mursa lo'hozi lecha, ha'mazikasa, v'ein omi l'hach l'tzavir, v'chul, Tosfos continues. Tosfos' definition of Malachas Nesich Legufa is for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Rashi, in a number of places in the Masechta, says no. Malachas Nesich Legufa has nothing to do with the Mishkan. What does it have to do with? Tzadi Gimel Mabez, one of the examples, Rashi says, carrying a mace outside. Why? You'd rather not have to do this malacha, and it's preventative. Tavi malacha shein etzricha legufa. V'chol malacha shein etzricha legufa. Elo l'salka me'alav. Havi malacha shein etzricha legufa. Tibirtsono lo ba'alo. He would rather not be in this situation. V'lo hayetzarechla. I'm doing it because I have to, but I'd rather not. Hilkach la malachas machsheves hi l'Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rashi, it's just a general. He doesn't quote the details in this context. Or another example on the same page. Chai noseas atzmo. The principle that carrying a live being is only an iser d'rabana, not an iser d'araisa. So that also, what does the Ri say? The Ri says there, tzadi dalet aman aleph, in Masech HaShabbos, teima l'Ri. Lama putter. Why are you putter for chai noseas atzmo? Dimi shum shachai mekel atzmo. Is it because the live person makes it a little easier? Follow afilu b'masa kal yozer chayev. What do you mean? If you carry a feather, you're also chayev. Doesn't have to do with being light or heavy. V'imi shum d'shnayim shasu paturin, is it like shnayim shasu'uhu, the person carrying and the person being carried? Ha'havi ze yachol v'zeh enu yachol. Shein anisa yachol lisa atzmo. Below hanosei. But then it's as if it's ze enu yachol, because the one who's being carried cannot carry himself. V'anosei yish bekoch l'nosoh afilu hayameis. So why does it go down to a drabanan? V'yomeri says Tosfos, Demi Mishkan Gamrinan. Shalohayu nosin davar chai. Shahat, they didn't, in the Mishkan, they didn't carry live animals. Shahat tachashim v'ha elim hayahoche beragleim. They used to walk. V'afichilazon, they catch it and they used to crush it. Miado yapotsin oso teram yamus. And therefore, says Tosfos, that's why it's not doing the Mishkan. Chai nose as atzmo. And again, Rashi there doesn't mention a word. Rashi just says, no, it's not an act of Hotzah, but nothing to do with the Mishkan. And finally, the other mention, interesting, again, there might be more, just a third one, on Dav Dalet, this discussion of needing to makom Dalet al Dalet for a Hanacha, says, Tosfos there, Dalet al-Alef, Amar Beinu Tam, De'ein regilus lahaniach ha-chefetz, bepachos mi-Dalet, v'chein hayem mistama, b'mishkan, Again, Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosfos bring up the Mishkan in the sugya of Akira Nanacha, needing a Makam Dalet al Dalet. Rashi there says no. Why do you need Makam Dalet al Dalet? The Havi Chashuv, Lemeve Hanacha, so Hanacha, Vakira, so Akira. It's just a Chashuv Makom. Nothing to do with the Mishkan. And therefore, in all these three cases, Tosfos takes the Mishkan connection very detailed in Malach Shem Sikh Lagufa, in Chayanosi Yitzatzvo, and in needing a Makam Dalet al Dalet, while Rashi in all three places, not. But either way, Malachas HaMishkan is the source for Malachas Shabbos. Where do you get 39 from? So that also we had earlier on Daf Mem Tesma Beis, where either there were 39, that's the Mesorah, there were 39 Malachas done in the Mishkan, or another suggestion, it says the word Malacha, Malachta, Malecha, Malachas in the Torah 39 times. And there's not sure exactly, because there's two of them that are Mesopic, whether we use them, but either way, that's the detail. If you look in Tosfos, and here's another one, Mehena, the Gematria, the Gemara says on Daf Ayin, the Gematria of Mehena is 39. So that's another suggestion, one of the Gematrias. And Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim has another suggestion. Tosfos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos quotes, L'mantis Karas Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. How is Shabbos connected to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right, Shabbos is connected to my separations. What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? L'ka kavu zeich le'Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'shamati sheyesh b'medrash l'fisha b'Mitzrayim avdu behem b'Yisrael b'farech. They worked us very hard. Avodas perech. And perech ba'at bash vagal. If you switch the letters using the code of Atbash, Aleph switches with Tuf, and Beis with Shin, Gimel with Lamed, Shehein Malachas Aram Chasar Achas, Perech, works out to be Vagal, and Vagal, Vav Gimel Lamed, is Gematria 39, meaning we had to work in Mitzrayim 39 Malachas. Ukshenigalu mi Mitzrayim, his hero, Malashabas, Lishpos, be also Lamedes Malachas. So don't do these Malachas, which you were forced to do in Mitzrayim, those 39, and that is another way also to explain how Shabbos is a Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's just Malachas in general. But now let's talk about what about an Av and a Tolda. Av and a Tolda. So there are many, many examples of machlokos about this and definitions, which the Gemara will talk about and the Rishonim talk about. But just as one example, if you look at the Malacha of Ofeh. Ofeh, the Gemara talks about Bishul and Ofeh later on in the Perek about describing the Sidura Depas. And Bishul is mentioned, and Ofeh is also mentioned. If you look in the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, right, we have the Malacha of Ofeh mentioned. But the Gemara talks about Ofeh. Is Ofeh an Av or is Ofeh a Tolda? So the Rabbeinu Hananel says, Afiyah is a Tolda. Is a Tolda. Pasha's cause, what was in the Mishkan? Afiyah was in the Mishkan. Where was Bishul? Bishul was in the Mishkan. Where was Afiyah? Right, most Rishonim hold that, again, a separate issue. Most Rishonim against Rav Haigon say that the Mishkan was talking about the malachas that were used in the Binyan HaMishkan, not in the daily Avodas HaMishkan. Right, the Binyan HaMishkan. So what was in the Binyan HaMishkan? They cooked the hides and the dye in order to color the curtains in order to put it on. Afiyah was used in the daily Avoda, right, the Karban Mincha and others, but most assume that Bishul was done, and Afiyah, therefore, is a Tolda, says Rabbeinu Hananel. If you look at the Rambam is mashma that it's an Av. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Tes is mashma that Afiyah is in Av also. And the question is then, but what do you mean? It wasn't in the Mishkan. Says the Rambam, Ha'ofe kegogor is chayiv. Echad ha'ofe es ha'pas, o ha'mevashel es ha'machal, o ha'mamanim, o mechami es ha'mayim, ha'kol inyan echad hu. Hakol inyan echadu. It's not machalik. Shir machamim esamayim v'chulu and the kedidus. You get the sense that it's an op. But what's the nekudas machlokas? Rabbeinu Hananel, maybe like other Rishonim, say that Mishkan determines. This is not exactly what we were just talking about, Rashi and Tosfos, but it might be related. Mishkan determines whether something's an av or a tolda. If it was in the Mishkan, it's an av. And if it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda. If you look on the first daf in Maseches Bava Kama, that's where Avos and Toldos are discussed when it comes to Nezikin and Tuma and Shabbos. And then the Shita Mekubetz is there. The Shita asks a fascinating question. He says, O Teimal Rebbe, Maishna de Tolda de Shabbos, Yalfina la Mikrai. Why, for Toldos of Shabbos, do you need to learn it from a Pasuk? Beperakabona darshinan heina avos mehena toldos. Vitoldos in Ezekin, lo yalfinan mikroi, elamisvara. Why is it that the toldos of Nezek seem to me a much more natural limud and flow than the toldos? Toldos are offspring. So the offspring of Nezek, right, there's no separate pasuk for it. And for Shabbos, we need a separate pasuk for it. Right, we have different sources where Avos and Toldos come from. Where Toldos come from. Avos, we spoke about the concept. But why do you need a makar for Toldos Shabbos? Right? Well, you don't need a makar for Toldos Nezikins. This is a much discussed little paragraph in the Shita. Venira Lamari Katz, says the Mari Katz right here. Shita Mugabetsis, Baba Kamada Beis. Ilav Kra, Havi Mimatinan Toldos. Without the pasuk, I would have said only what was done in the Mishkan. What was done in the Mishkan? Avos, not Toldos. And therefore, I would have excluded. Just like I exclude other malachos that are in Chashiv, I would have excluded Toldos, because they weren't in the Mishkan. Again, like Rabbi Hananel says, what's the definition of an Av, it sounds like, in the Mishkan, according to the Ma'ari Katz. But if it was not in the Mishkan, it is a Tolda, and therefore you need a Pasuk to include it. So maybe that Ma'ari Katz is similar to that Rabbi Hananel, and that's why Afi is a Tolda, and only Bishol is an Av. But if you look in the Rambam in Perek Zion doesn't give that impression to what the definition of an Av and a Tolda is. If you look in Perek Zion of Hilchos Shabbos, where he discusses the Malachos, says the Rambam. Malachos shechayavan alein skilo v'karis b'meizid o'kar b'nchatos v'shkaga mehen avos u'mehen toldos. U'minyan kalavos malachos arbam chaser achas. And here they are. The Rambam quotes all of them. Interesting, not for now, but the Rambam formulates them as charisha, zriya, ketzira, imur. He quotes it as the action. Charisha, zriya, imur, v'chulu. Right? The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, which will come up in a couple of days, has the Gavra, Hazora, Hama'amer, Habore, Hatochen, Hamarakin. Interesting why the Rambam differentiated. Okay, but after quoting these, the Rambam says, Kol elu malachos, v'kol shehu me'inyanam, hein hanikron avus malachos. That already tips us off. These malachos and anything within the inyan, within the category are avos. Ketzad hu inyanam, and he gives examples. Echad achorish, o achofer, o osechritz, hareza av malacha, shekol achas va'achas mehen, chafira bekarka, the inyan echad hu. They're all digging. It's one inyan. V'chein, echad hazorei hazroim, o hanotea ilanos, o hamavrich ilanos. If you graft, if you plant, put seeds in the ground, if you plant a little sampling, o hamarkev hazomer, kol elu, av echad hein. They're all avos. May avos malachas v'inyan echadu. Shekol achas mehen litzameach davar hu miskafein. It's all to cause something to grow. The Rambam clearly, nothing to do with Mishkan. It has to do with the nature, the essence of the malacha itself. Hatolda. So let's get to the tolda. What's the definition of tolda? Hi ha malacha hadome la'av me'elu ha'avos. It's something that's similar to the avos. Ketzad. If I cut a vegetable very finely in order to cook it, because it's the symbol, it's a tolda of grinding. I grind flour, wheat into flour, I take one guf and make it into a lot of different pieces. That is the sheet of the Rambam. So the Rambam clearly nothing to do with the Mishkan. It has to do with the essence of the Malacha. If you look in Rav Shach and the Aviha Ezri on the Rambam, the Aviha Ezri says, a little, quotes in a couple of other Rambams, and he says, it seems like every Malacha has a action and has a goal, has a Maisa and a Totsah. The context of that Aviha Ezri is talking about the Yerushalmi, about spitting into the wind. That might be the Malacha of Zoreh, of winnowing. So our Gemara doesn't say that, so the Ramah quotes that, but that's the context that the Aviha Ezri is talking about. Says the Aviha Ezri, Yeshno Shnei Suge Malachos. Well, the context there is talking, let me just find the line, that he talks about the Maisa and the Totsah. Pereches, says the Aviha Ezri. I'm sorry, he bases it on the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah in Zayin Dalet. Vida, shekavanas rabbeinu hi, shekol malacha, shehi dome la'av bedim yon gamur, ela shechaluka mimena be'echus ha-pe'ula, o be'echus ha-nifal, harezu av kamosa. If it's the exact same malacha, it's just different in terms of the quality of the action or of the nifal, the object, that's an av. Avala malacha ha-dome la'be miksas, Zui Anikri is told. If it's only Dome B'miksas, so then it's not. So this how the Avi as we interprets that is that if it's similar in Maisa, but not in Totsa fully, if it's similar in Totsa, but not in Maisa, so that would be a Tolda and not an Av. But again, the Rambam is not about the Mishkan. So again, the nafkaminas between these issues, whether you focus on Mishkan or not, is number one, why do you need the Pasuk for? What do you need the Pasuk for? The Ma'ari, the Kasha, the Shimon Kabetzes. So one answer, the Ma'ari Kat says the answer is because I wouldn't have known it because it wasn't in the Mishkan. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, then I wouldn't know that that is included in Avos, or even I wouldn't know that it's included because only an Av is in the Mishkan, not a Tolda. But according to the Rambam, that's not the Havamina. That's why not why you need a Pasuk, because maybe I would have said only if without the Pasuk, I would have said only things that are mamish exactly that action. That's connected to it in Totsa and in Maisa, exactly. But if not, it's not Chayav on Shabbos. Just like for, let's say, Toldos of Shvius, right? They're only Darabanan. Right? Toldos of Shabbos are Daraisa. So the Pasuk is needed for a different reason. Also, this whole issue might be all related to how do you read the Gemara in Baba Kama? Gemara Baba Kama Daf Beis. There are different Gersos. Tosfos has, the Rashba has. Question that, well, how do you read the line in the Mishkan? The Gemara says, in the Gemara, Daf Beis, Ula Rebbe Eliezer, the Machayev told the Makamav, according, the Gemara asks, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says, the Gemara is there talking about what's the Nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda, right? If they're both Daraisa, so the Gemara says, the Nafkamina is in Hilchos Karbanos. If I do two Avos, so then I have to bring two karbanos. Two toldos of different malachas, two karbanos. So I do an av and it's tolda, then I only chayev one karban. And there's an important rashi there. You only chayev on the av and not on the tolda. Right? That's the not the pashtus of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that says you'd be chayev two anyway. So why do you call one av on a tolda? So our girsa is, hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva, kari le'av. Hach talohavi b'mishkan chashiva, kari le'tolda. So what does that mean? That which is in the Mishkan is chashuv, that's called an av. That which was not in the Mishkan is not chashuv, and it's called a tolda. Right, that could be how the Ma'ari Katz and the Rabbi Nachman will read this line of the Gemara. But there's another girsa with a vav. Hach tavi b'mishkan, Tosfos quotes. Tosfos quotes the Ar girsa and says, Lofi hach girsa, balafuki kama malachos shaloa yu chashuv in vayi b'mishkan. The toldos ninu, v'lo avos malachos. He's reading it the other understanding. Let's just finish the Tosfos. Vista garsi hach tavi b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'av. Hach talavi b'mishkan v'lo chashiva kari le'tolda. The question is, do you have two requirements and one requirement? Again, we're not going to get into the details, which we don't have time for, but you might read Ar girsa as, if it was in the Mishkan, it's chashiv and it's vert and av. If it was in the Mishkan, it's not chashiv and it's a tolda. Or you might read it as, if it was in the Mishkan and it's chashiv, then it's an av. If it was in the Mishkan and it's chashiv, and if it wasn't, if you don't have both requirements, so that hach talavi b'mishkan, even if it's chashiv, then it's called a tolda. That's one way to read it. Or Tosfos discusses. But again, how you read that line of the Gemara could be, again, hinted to and connected to this machlokas. Another nafkamina might be the Totsas Chaim or Vanachem Zemba discusses a question of the Achron. And what about a tolda of a tolda? A tolda of a tolda. So would that be Chayev? That's one question. Or that's in Simin Vav. Here in the Tosfos Chaim, he discusses what about a tolda? Im yesh tolda la tolda. Quotes Tosfos in on that base. Tekima dezrika tolda de hotza. V'lo hayev b'mishkan el b'chaim shem tolda. Shuv yesh lomer d'achnasa dezrika lipater. T'lo avi la tolda de tolda. If it's zrika and achnasa, which is two steps away, so then it could be a tolda of a tolda. The question is, are you? And you're not chayev for a tolda of a tolda, or are you? Or what about Rabbi Kiva Eger has the shaila? A tolda malachas in zrika legufa. So are you going to be chayev for that? There's a day of that understanding that maybe only avos malachas yisrich legufa, but not toldos. What's the issue? So again, if it's like the Rambam, that it's an issue of definitions, then maybe this might be too far. It's all about the essence of the definition. A tolda malachas yisrich legufa is already one step removed, so then it might be too far. According to Rabbi Chananel, Ma'ari Katz, once it's included, it's a tolda. A tolda is included. So maybe once it's included, a tolda is like an av, ironically, right? Once it's included, xeris hakasiv, so it turns into an av, and therefore, it would be included. But again, that machlokas also might be connected to our issue. And finally, maybe you might go back to Rashi and Tosfos. Again, how far? Rashi and Tosfos, they are not talking about toldos. They're just talking about Malacha and Malachas Machsheves, and how detailed do we take the connection to the Mishkan? But it could be that in terms of Rash, in terms of Avos and Toldos, you have to look at other Rashis and Tosfos implicitly throughout throughout Shas, throughout the Masechta. Rashi again does not have as much of a connection to Mishkan. So in terms of the definition of Malacha, so maybe also in terms of Avos and Toldos, he would have that approach like the Rambam. But according to Baalei HaTosfos, who say that there is a very strong Mishkan connection, so then maybe they would also relate it in this regard as well. Again, there's a Yerushalmi that says there are 39 toldos for each of the 39 avos. Again, there's a lot to say about avos and toldos. This is just a little bit of tip of the iceberg. There are many machlokos about avos and toldos, but and comparing it to tuma and shmita and nezek. That's all the discussion at the beginning of Baba Kama. But Beth Hashem, we just touched on it a little bit to be able to get a haschala into the sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.